Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Union Cabinet approves International Potato Centre in Agra, Dharia Coalfield Rehabilitation Plan and Pune Metro Phase 2 Extension. Union Home Minister Amit Shah releases the Emergency Diaries book on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's role in fight against emergency, says memories of emergency must be kept alive to prevent repetition. History made with Subhanshu Shukla's liftoff for Axiom 4 mission becomes first Indian to go to space in 40 years. CBSE announces twice a year board exams for class 10th from next year. NATO members to boost defence spending to 5% of GDP by 2035. And Iranian Parliament approves bill suspending cooperation with International Atomic Energy Agency. The government has taken the decision for establishing the International Potato Centre's South Asia Regional Centre at Agra in Uttar Pradesh. Briefing media on the decisions taken by the Union Cabinet under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said this will help in increasing food and nutrition security, farmers' income and job creation by improving potato and sweet potato productivity, post-harvest management and value addition.
आगरा उत्तर प्रदेश भारत में सबसे बड़ा आलू का उत्पादक है और उत्तर प्रदेश में जो आगरा के आसपास वाला क्षेत्र है वो बड़ा आलू का बेल्ट है उस बेल्ट में आगरा में जो इंटरनेशनल पोटैटो सेंटर है उसका रीजनल सेंटर स्थापित किया जाएगा 111 करोड़ रुपए की लागत से राज्य सरकार ने बहुत ही निर्णायक तरीके से काम करके जमीन दे दी है ऑलरेडी और अब वहां पे केंद्र सरकार और राज्य सरकार और इंटरनेशनल सेंटर के सहयोग से ये सेंटर बनेगा इस सेंटर के बनने से देश में जो अगर हम कहें हमारे फूड ग्रेन्स दोनों राइस और वीट उसके बाद में जो थर्ड मोस्ट कंज्यूम्ड कल्चरल प्रोडक्ट है वो पोटैटो है तो ये इस सेंटर से एक साइंटिफिक तरीके से आगे बढ़ा जाएगा इसीलिए निर्णय लिया गया है
मिस्टर वैष्णव सेड द गवर्नमेंट हैज आल्सो गिवन इट्स नॉट फॉर द रिवाइज्ड मास्टर प्लान फॉर रिहैबिलिटेशन ऑफ झरिया कोल फील्ड इन झारखंड
अब तक की जो लर्निंग रही उस लर्निंग को लेके एक नया मास्टर प्लान आज कैबिनेट ने अप्रूव किया है झारखंड का वो हिस्सा जहाँ पे कोल की बहुतायत रहती है ये दामोदर रिवर के साथ लगा हुआ धनबाद का एरिया यहाँ पर झारिया कोल फील्ड है नया मास्टर प्लान 5,940 करोड़ रुपए का है और इसमें फंडामेंटल चेंजेस जो आए वो सबसे बड़ा इंस्टीट्यूशनल रिस्ट्रक्चरिंग कैसे सिस्टम को और स्ट्रेंथन करें टेक्निकल लोग साथ आए वर्ल्ड ग्लोबल एक्सपर्ट्स हैं वो सब साथ आए जो वहां के निवासियों ने वर्षों से जो नॉलेज गेन किए उस नॉलेज का उपयोग करके हम एक सॉल्यूशन लेके आ सकते
Mr. Vaishnav also informed that the government has approved the proposal for extension of Pune Metro Rail Project Phase 2 at a cost of 3,626 crore rupees. He said additional length of 12.75 kilometres will be added as the new metro line with 13 stations.
पुणे मेट्रो को लगातार एक के बाद एक प्रोजेक्ट से अपग्रेड किया जा रहा है अभी करीब 33 किलोमीटर ऑपरेशनल है पुणे मेट्रो और 33 किलोमीटर और इसका कंस्ट्रक्शन चल रहा है आज लाइन टू इसका 3,626 करोड़ रुपीस के आउटले से इसका एक्सटेंशन अप्रूव हुआ इससे 12.75 किलोमीटर और एड होंगे और 13 मोर स्टेशन विल बी एडेड सिटी के जो बहुत फास्ट ग्रोइंग सबर्ब्स है ईस्ट और वेस्ट में वो सब इससे कनेक्ट होंगे बहुत सारे आईटी हब्स हैं एकेडमिक एरिया और रेजिडेंशियल एरियाज हैं जिसको इसका बेनिफिट मिलेगा
द मिनिस्टर सेड द यूनियन कैबिनेट चेयर्ड बाय प्राइम मिनिस्टर पास्ड अ रेजोल्यूशन ऑन द ऑब्जर्वेंस ऑफ 50 इयर्स सिंस द प्रोक्लेमेशन ऑफ इमरजेंसी ही सेड द गवर्नमेंट रिजॉल्व्स टू कमेमोरेट एंड ऑनर द सैक्रिफाइसेस ऑफ काउंटलेस इंडिविजुअल्स हु वैलियंटली रेजिस्टेड द इमरजेंसी The minister said a resolution has been passed on the successful launch of the space mission Axiom 4 mission. He said the Union Cabinet welcomed the launch of the mission carrying astronauts from India, Hungary, Poland and the US. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the cabinet decisions, saying his government is fully committed to the welfare of farmers across the country. In a series of social media posts, the Prime Minister said the government has approved the establishment of the South Asia Regional Centre of the International Potato Centre in Agra. He said this will greatly benefit farmers associated with potato production. Samvidhan Hatya Divas was observed today. It served as a reminder of what happened when the Constitution of India was trampled over on the 25th of June 1975. It was also a day to pay homage to all those who suffered due to the excesses of the emergency. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today released a book, The Emergency Diaries, Years That Forged a Leader in New Delhi. The book delves into the compelling role of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, then a young RSS Pracharak, played in the fight against emergency. During the event, the Union Home Minister flagged off the Loktantra Zindabad Yatra. The Yatra will travel across the country with the aim to spread awareness about constitutional values and the lessons learned from the emergency. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah highlighted the atrocities faced by the people during the emergency. He pointed out that all must keep the memories of the emergency alive so that it is never repeated.
ऐसा कहते हैं कि कुछ बुरी घटनाओं को जीवन से भुला देना चाहिए वो सही भी है मगर जब बात हो समाज जीवन की राष्ट्र जीवन की तब बुरी घटनाओं को चिरकाल तक याद रखना चाहिए क्योंकि उसकी पुनरावृत्ति कभी न हो पाए इसलिए देश का युवा और किशोर संस्कारित भी हो संगठित भी हो और संघर्षरत भी और इसीलिए हमारे प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने 25 तारीख का ये दिन संविधान हत्या दिन के रूप में मनाने का सरकारी निर्णय किया है
Divided into five chapters, the book uncovers how the emergency influenced young Narendra Modi's understanding of state power, political mobilization, and the role of a healthy opposition. More from our correspondent.
The book mentioned that the emergency remains a powerful reference point in India's democratic journey. It is a shocking example of how fragile civil liberties and institutional independence can become under concentrated power, whose sole aim is the perpetuation of dynastic rule. Prime Minister Narendra Modi often recalls that the believers of democracy fought a prolonged war, and the great nation that India is, where the spirit of democracy pervades the very being of all its people. He said the strength of that spirit was demonstrated when the opportunity of election came. Mr. Modi stressed to further fortify that legacy. The book remarked that commemorating the emergency serves as an unforgettable reminder that democracy must never be compromised and that constitution rights must always be defended. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In a historic moment for the country, Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla took off into space today on the Axiom 4 mission. Shukla is the first Indian in over four decades to be in space after Rakesh Sharma. The mission was launched from Kennedy Space Center in Florida in the United States at 12:01 p.m. Indian Standard Time today.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition.
For three nations, a new chapter in space takes flight. Godspeed AX4.
The Indian Space Research Organization said the Axiom 4 will dock with the International Space Station at 4:30 p.m. IST tomorrow. Group Captain Shukla sent a message from space, saying it is an amazing ride. He said the journey is not a beginning to the International Space Station, but to India's human space program.
नमस्कार मेरे प्यारे देशवासियों व्हाट अ राइड 40 साल बाद हम वापस अंतरिक्ष में पहुंच गए हैं और कमाल की राइड थी इस समय हम 7.5 किलोमीटर प्रति सेकंड की रफ्तार से पृथ्वी के चारों तरफ घूम रहे हैं और मेरे कंधे पे मेरे साथ मेरा तिरंगा है जो मुझे बता रहा है कि नहीं हूं मैं आप सबके साथ हूं ये मेरी इंटरनेशनल स्पेस स्टेशन तक की जर्नी की शुरुआत नहीं है भारत के ह्यूमन स्पेस प्रोग्राम की शुरुआत है
A total of 3,154 Indian nationals have been brought to India from Iran under Operation Sindhu. A flight carrying 296 Indian and four Nepalese nationals arrived in New Delhi from Mashhad, Iran, this evening. Apart from this, a total of 818 Indian nationals have returned home from Israel so far as part of Operation Sindhu. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates, round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, today announced that Class 10 board exams will be held in two terms starting from next year. According to the new framework, the initial examination will take place in February, which will be compulsory for all students. The subsequent examination in May will be optional for those students who seek to enhance their performance. All past students will be allowed to improve their performance in any of the three subjects out of science, mathematics, social science, and languages. The results for the two phases will be announced in April and June, respectively. The 198th board meeting of the Inland Waterways Authority of India, IWAI, was held today in Delhi. Key decisions pertaining to the development of national waterways for advancement of inland water transport sector were taken during the meeting. For Inland Water Transport Department in the Northeast, the board approved the proposal of setting up three tourist jetties in Seal Ghat, Bishwanath Ghat and Guijan and a tourist cum cargo jetty in Niamati in Assam. All NATO members have agreed to raise defence and security spending to 5% of GDP by 2035. In a declaration at the NATO summit in The Hague, the leaders stated that the defence pledge will consist of investments of at least 3.5% of GDP per year in core defence requirements. They also vowed to spend up to 1.5% of GDP on security-related expenditures, including the protection of critical infrastructure and the strengthening of the alliance's defence industrial base. The Iranian parliament today approved a bill suspending cooperation with the UN nuclear watchdog International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA. Iranian media reported that the decision followed recent US strikes on three Iranian nuclear sites in Isfahan, Fordo and Natanz. The bill, which must be approved by Iran's Guardian Council to become law, stipulates that any future inspection by the International Atomic Energy Agency would need approval by the Supreme National Security Council. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with gains of more than 0.8%, buoyed by positive global cues and broad-based buying across most sectors. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, surged 700 points to close at 82,756. The National Stock Exchange, Nifty 50, rose 200 points to settle at 25,245. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that heavy to very heavy rainfall activity is likely to continue over northwest, central, east and northeast parts of the country during the next 7 days. According to IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall is very likely at isolated places over Gujarat region and Odisha. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Cabinet approves International Potato Centre in Agra, Jharia Coalfield Rehabilitation Plan and Pune Metro Phase 2 Extension. Union Home Minister Amit Shah releases the Emergency Diaries book on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's role in fight against emergency, says memories of emergency must be kept alive to prevent repetition. History made with Shubhanshu Shukla's liftoff for Axiom 4 mission, becomes first Indian to go to space in 40 years. CBSE announces twice a year board exams for class 10th from next year. NATO members to boost defence spending to 5% of GDP by 2035 And Iranian parliament approves bill suspending cooperation with International Atomic Energy Agency. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.